gentleman from Marshall, Representative Smith. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
I'm sorry. Mistake.
It was an accidental lighting. That's quite all right. The chair recognizes Sergeant at Arms.
Madam Speaker, the House Committee has returned and is ready to report.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington, Representative Klein.
Madam Speaker, the committee to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention has completed its duty.
Thank you. The report is received and the committee is discharged. Chair recognizes Sergeant at Arms.
Madam Speaker, the President of the Senate, the Secretary of the Senate, the honorable members of the Senate have arrived in the House chamber.
You will escort the President of the Senate to the Speaker's station, the Secretary to the Chief Clerk's station, and the Senators will be seated among their respective representatives.
Joint convention will be in order. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the roll call be dispensed with and the president be authorized to declare a quorum present.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. Close enough. The motion prevails. The chair declares a quorum present and the joint convention duly organized. The chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that a committee of six, three members from the Senate and three members from the House, be appointed to escort Governor Kim Reynolds to the House chamber.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor will say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the chair announces the appointment of the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, the senator from Wapello, Senator Miller Meeks, and the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Danielson, on the part of the Senate, the representative from Webster, Representative Meyer, the representative from Polk, Representative Loesch, and the representative from Polk, Representative Sunday, on the part of the House. Will the committee retire and perform its duty? The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of six, three members from the Senate and three members from the House, be appointed to notify the Major General of the Iowa National Guard, Tim Orr, that the joint convention is ready to receive him.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor will say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the chair announces the appointment of the Senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, the Senator from Jasper, Senator Nunn, and the Senator from Henry, Senator Taylor, on the part of the Senate, the representative from Madison, Representative Gustafson, the representative from Green, Representative Thompson, and the representative from Polk, Representative Meyer, on the part of the House. Will the committee retire and perform its duty? Yeah. The chair recognizes the Sergeant at Arms.
Mr. President, the Secretary of State, Paul Pate, the Secretary of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Mike Nagg, State Auditor, Rob Sand, State Treasurer, Mike Fitzgerald, and Attorney General, Tom Miller, have arrived to their seats. Have arrived in the House chamber.
Please escort members of the Executive Council and Attorney General Miller to their seats.
Mr. President, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg has arrived in the House chamber.
Please escort Lieutenant Governor Gregg to his seat. Recognizes the Sergeant at Arms.
Mr. President, Major Orr's wife, Suzanne Orr, and special guest, Consulate General Shavit Gashi of Kosovo, have arrived in the House chamber.
Please escort Major General Orr's wife and her guest to her seat. Chair recognizes the Sergeant at Arms.
Mr. President, your committee to escort Governor Kim Reynolds has arrived.
The committee will escort the Honorable Kim Reynolds to the rostrum. Chair recognizes the Sergeant at Arms.
Mr. President, your committee to notify and escort Major General Tim Orr has arrived.
The committee will escort Major General Tim Orr, Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard, to the rostrum. It is my pleasure to introduce Major General Tim Orr, Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard. General Orr is here to present the condition of the Iowa National Guard address. General Orr.
Thank you. Warm welcome. Governor Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Gregg, Mr. President, Madam Speaker, legislative leaders, senators, representatives, distinguished guests, family, friends, and fellow Iowans, I'm honored to be here this morning to provide an update on the condition of the Iowa National Guard. As I begin this morning, I want to once again thank Governor Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Gregg for their strong and enduring support of our soldiers, airmen, their families, and civilian employers. Your untiring efforts on behalf of our military is greatly appreciated. Thank you for attending our send-offs, our welcome home ceremonies, and thanks for being a part of last week's patching ceremony, where we initiated more than 120 new soldiers into the Iowa Army National Guard as they begin their journey of service to our state and nation. Likewise, I would like to thank you, our citizen legislators, for all that you do to support the Iowa National Guard and all Iowans who serve in uniform. And finally, thanks to the citizens of Iowa for their incredible support, which is absolutely vital to our continued success. Since our founding nearly 180 years ago, the Iowa National Guard has strived to accomplish every mission assigned, respond without fail to natural and man-made disasters here at home, and we've deployed abroad to meet the national security needs of our country. The profession of arms is one of service before self. No profession asks more of its members than serving in one's country in uniform. We are entrusted with the defense of our nation, the protection of our citizens, and the preservation of the way of life. As National Guard members, we serve both as protectors of our state and when called as defense of our nation. Our legendary Iowa National Guard reputation was earned through blood, sweat, and hard work for those who came before and is proudly carried on by those who have served today. We are committed to preserving this legacy and passing it on to those who step forward to take up this mantle of defending our state and nation in the years to come. We share common attributes of integrity, courage, competence, and as military professionals, we are defined by our strength of character, our lifelong commitment to the Army and Air Force values, and a dedication to mission accomplishment. I'm so very proud of our military men and women of the Iowa National Guard. They're true professionals in every sense of the word, and who have sworn an oath to defend our state and our nation with their honor, with their service, and with their very lives. Our soldiers and airmen are treasures that benefit our society in many ways, large and small, making a difference every day in their communities and adding value to our state and nation beyond their military service. Recruiting and retaining quality individuals is our highest priority. And in doing so, we must broaden the appeal of military service to include people from all across the fabric of our society. The strength of our republic depends on willing individuals from every corner of the state, every social, economic, and demographic group, and every ethnic background to step forward and serve alongside their fellow citizens. As I've reported before and is well documented in the media, the burden of national defense is currently borne by less than 1% of our population. And nearly 80% of those who do serve come from families with multiple generations of military service. The pride and honor of military service should not be reserved for those who hail from a traditional military service. It is an opportunity that we must make available and sought through society in order to balance the responsibilities of national defense across our nation. Given the increased emphasis on the operational role of the National Guard, recruiting high-quality men and women is a key component of our readiness mission. With only 3 out of 10, 17 to 24-year-olds, that are even eligible for military service, there's a concern among military and civilian leaders alike about the readiness of our military forces to defend this nation in the years to come. In order to sustain a strong democracy and ensure the safety and security of our citizens both at home and abroad, we must encourage our young Americans to consider military service as a viable and honorable tradition. Experiences gained through military service provides a lifetime of professional and personal benefits. It provides life and professional skills that translate to significant lower unemployment rates of 2.7% for veterans compared to a national average for the general population of 3.5%. Beyond the practical benefit of gaining marketable skills to better their lives, military service gives our young people a chance to serve a cause greater than themselves. This is something that study after study tells us critically important to the centennials, a generation of young men and women who strive to make a life of meaning. Because of this, our Iowa National Guard's motto of "We live here, we work here, we serve here" is more fitting today than ever before. For those seeking greater meaning in their lives, the Iowa National Guard provides a multitude of opportunities for them to make a difference. Our soldiers and airmen serve for many reasons: to be an integral part of a world-class team, to seek leadership and training opportunities, to gain hands-on experience with state-of-the-art technology and equipment, to graduate debt-free with a two-year, a four-year, or a technical school degree, to learn an occupational skill that leads to meaningful employment, to secure the financial future with a military retirement, health care, and life insurance, to carry on a proud tradition of family service, or just to be part of something bigger than themselves, to do something that 99% of our population will never experience. No matter the reason, we are grateful for their service and the value they add to the well-being of our state. As we look around the globe today, both here and at home abroad, the challenges we face today are among some of the most complex and demanding that I have seen in over 40 years of military service. In order to meet those challenges, we are committed to ensuring that the Iowa National Guard remains ready and resourced to accomplish our four key priorities: defending our state and nation, protecting Iowa and the homeland, building enduring partnerships at the local, state, federal, and international levels, and making our communities a better place to live. We do this by providing ready forces to the President of the United States and to the Governor of Iowa as our number one priority. Our state's contribution in providing ready forces is significant. Since September 11th in 2001, the Iowa National Guard has mobilized and deployed more than 19,000 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen. There is no doubt that Iowa has done and will continue to do our part to defend our state and nation. As we sit here today, nearly 300 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen are deployed, supporting overseas contingency operations in U.S. Central and U.S. Southern Command areas of operation. In September, approximately 400 soldiers assigned to the 248th Aviation Support Battalion from Muscatine, Davenport, Waterloo, and Boone returned home from the Middle East, where they provided aviation maintenance and logistics support to a combat aviation brigade. The 248th received the Army's 2018 Outstanding Aviation Logistics Support Unit Award for superior theater-wide support of Operations Inherent Resolve and Spartan Shield, operating in over 12 locations across Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and Turkey. An example of the Iowa ethic, our work ethic, that our soldiers and airmen bring to the fight is that of Captain Joshua Gates from Council Bluffs. Captain Gates, a company commander with the 248th Aviation Support Battalion, recently returned from his third overseas deployment. He enlisted in the Iowa National Guard in 1999, and he commissioned as a second lieutenant through the Iowa National Guard's Officer Candidate School program in 2013. His personal example of service and commitment extends beyond his military service. When not serving his state and nation, Captain Gates serves his community as an emergency medical technician and firefighter with the Council Bluffs Fire Department. One soldier making twice the difference in and out of his military uniform. Captain Gates, would you please stand to be recognized? This past year, the Iowa Air National Guard was also fully engaged in supporting overseas missions and other active duty requirements. The 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City deployed more than 200 airmen to the Middle East, where they provided critical support to the theater commanders and continued to provide ongoing air refueling operations and support for real-world missions. The 133rd Test Squadron in Fort Dodge deployed approximately 60 members to the Middle East, where they conducted critical testing on Air Force K-9 key command and control systems. The 132nd Wing in Des Moines deployed nearly 100 airmen around the globe to provide overseas contingency support and continues on a daily basis to support overseas operations from home by performing remotely piloted aircraft missions, intelligence analysis, and cybersecurity tasks. While deployed, Staff Sergeant Rick Zortman from Avoca, Iowa, spends his spare time creating awareness for cancer and has helped raise close to $10,000 for two organizations that are fighting childhood cancer in memory of his son, Armstrong, who he lost to this horrible disease. Known as the human etch-a-sketch, Staff Sergeant Zortman runs predetermined patterns that spells out the names of children affected by cancer on a map. Since July of 2017, he has sketched close to 300 names, and he's run over 930 miles for this cause. Staff Sergeant Zortman's passion for serving others is a bedrock of Iowa National Guard value. Staff Sergeant Zortman cannot be with us today. He is currently serving overseas. Here at home, our second priority is to be the primary mission crisis response force for Iowa and the United States when necessary. To do this, we capitalize on the experience and the capabilities that are gained from our federal deployments and military training to assist our civilian authorities in responding to large-scale natural and man-made disasters here in Iowa. Thankfully, 2018 was a relatively quiet year for emergency response operations. We use this time to further plan, prepare, and rehearse for potential disaster response operations on a multitude of scenarios. Part of these plans include working with other state agencies and several local communities to develop a multi-agency exercise that will occur in Woodbury County later this year. This exercise will improve our ability to prepare for and respond to complex domestic emergencies. Another area of interest, increased state support, is within the cybersecurity field. The 168th Air National Guard Cyber Operations Squadron, located in Des Moines, is uniquely organized to assist our state with professionally trained cyber warriors during a potential cyber security attack on critical infrastructure. The 168th Cyber Operations Squadron works with local, state, and independent organizations to plan and conduct cyber response tabletop exercises in order to determine potential cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Many of those who serve in the 168th Cyber Squadron are part-time traditional airmen, working as either IT professionals in civilian companies, public institutions, or our students who are taking advantage of state educational benefits to obtain higher level cybersecurity credentials and degrees. These uniquely skilled cyber warriors are a valuable asset in both their service to our state and nation and as highly trained IT professionals that are available to our state's companies and public institutions. A fine example of this is Airman First Class Joshua Reeves, a farm kid from Maxwell, where he was homeschooled, that he worked part-time at Hy-Vee before joining the Iowa Air National Guard in 2018. Growing up, Airman First Class Reeves had a passion for working with electronics, and the technical training offered by the Iowa Air National Guard made his enlistment an easy decision. Airman First Class Reeves graduated from Air Force Tech School this past September and now currently serves full-time with the 132nd Wing in the Des Moines Air Base. The Iowa National Guard provided this citizen airman training and employment opportunities, and next fall he plans to use his education benefits to pursue STEM-focused degree at Iowa State University. Airman Reeves, please stand so that you may be recognized. Chairman Reeves. Another important domestic support asset that we have in the state is the Iowa National Guard's counter-drug program in the Midwest Counter-Drug Training Center. This federally funded program, which has existed since 1989, plays an important role in reducing the supply and demand of illicit drugs in the state of Iowa. In addition, this center provides critical training at no cost to our local law enforcement personnel, drug prevention and treatment professionals. The Iowa National Guard is an important partner in the fight against opioid abuse. In 2018, the Iowa National Guard's counter-drug program trained over 824 law enforcement officers across the state to properly administer Narcan, which is the antidote for opioid overdoses. Through the assistance of our counter-drug specialists, more than 1 pound of fentanyl, which equates to more than 180,000 fatal doses, and nearly 15 pounds of heroin were seized and taken off the streets in Iowa. And in 2018, more than $63 million in drugs and $3.5 million in cash and assets were seized from drug dealers in Iowa with the assistance of the Iowa National Guard's counter-drug program. Our third priority is building enduring partnerships at the local, state, federal, and international levels. One of the most important collaborations is through our state partnership program with the Kosovo Security Force and the Republic of Kosovo through our whole of society partnering efforts. Last May, we participated in Eagle 6, which is an international disaster response capstone training exercise with our Kosovo security partners. This exercise brought over 8 international countries, 55 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen, and our Kosovo Security Force partners to test their ability to respond quickly and effectively during an international natural disaster response. Another vital element to the success of our Kosovo partnership is our whole of society vision, which has expanded this important program of exchanges far beyond the Iowa National Guard, but into our local communities. Today, a number of sister city relationships between the cities of Kosovo and Iowa have developed. The cities of Johnston, Fort Dodge, Norwalk, and Des Moines have all created official partnerships with cities in Kosovo, while Sioux City and Dubuque are working to finalize their agreements. A critical element to the success of our Kosovo partnership is our Consulate General, Javed Gashi. General Gashi has been a part of this special relationship from the beginning. From his time as the first Kosovo Security Force attaché in Washington, D.C., to his work for the last 3 years as Kosovo's top diplomat in Iowa, General Gashi has played a key role in making this partnership the best in the country, the best out of 77 in our nation. I am honored that he is with us today, this morning, and proud to call him a friend and a true partner. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking General Gashi for his tireless work on behalf of the fellow citizens of Kosovo and our friends in Iowa. Javed. My fourth and final priority is working to make our communities better places to live. One of the ways we do this is through our collaboration with the Governor's STEM Advisory Council, as well as working with career and technical education, or CTE, programs. Unique to the Iowa National Guard is we offer a wide variety of educational and career opportunities for students interested in STEM and CTE career fields. This past summer, we hosted 2 high school teachers, one from Waukee and one from Valley, West Des Moines Valley, for 6 weeks as part of the state's STEM externship program. These educators spent time at multiple Iowa National Guard facilities, working in a variety of STEM-related career fields to to gain firsthand knowledge of how to take an educational STEM standard and apply it to a real-world environment. The combination of hands-on learning coupled with strong educational competent connections enable these teachers to now engage their students in a more meaningful and substantial way. Understanding the science behind how a helicopter flies through the air, or the mathematical calculations that enable operators to pilot an unmanned aerial vehicle from half a world away, allows students to experience STEM-related concepts in action. Example of this is Staff Sergeant Jessica Thomerson of the 233rd Intelligence Squadron, Iowa Air National Guard, who recently supported disaster response planning during Exercise Patriot North 18 at Fort McCoy in Bokefield, Wisconsin. While flying missions with the Civil Air Patrol, she pioneered a means for transmitting overhead pictures via radio frequency to help first responders to immediately assess damage from natural disasters and excess routes to help victims. Airman Thomerson, a Des Moines native and current Des Moines Area Community College student, takes her real-world experience gained through the military, and she uses it to mentor kids studying STEM-related topics in the classroom. Her passion for education and action helps lead the STEM engagements that inspire students in learning core concepts while having fun with hands-on projects. Airman Thomerson provides value to her community, state, and nation through her training and service with the Iowa Air National Guard. Staff Sergeant Thomerson, would you please stand so that we may recognize you? Staff Sergeant. We're able to add value back into our communities because the state has invested in the Iowa National Guard through very important programs, such as the Iowa National Guard's Education Assistance Program, or NEGAP. NEGAP, which was administered by our friends at the Iowa College Student Aid Commission, provides our soldiers and airmen an opportunity to further their education at institutions of higher learning throughout the state of Iowa. Thanks to your generous support, nearly 1,200 Iowans a year who choose to serve their state and nation in the Iowa National Guard have 100% of their tuition paid at the state's regents rate to attend Iowa colleges, universities, and community colleges. Because of the NEGAP program, the Iowa National Guard is able to keep our young people in the state while providing them with a high-quality Iowa education. See, NEGAP is much more than simply a benefit to our soldiers and airmen. It's a beginning of a professional career path that provides opportunities through intensive training, education, leadership, and practical experience. When combined with a lifelong commitment to Army and Air Force values, numerous STEM and CTE opportunities, and our committed diversity outreach programs, the Iowa National Guard offers a diverse foundation of education, service, flexible career choices for young Iowans across the state to consider. As I leave here today, I ask that you carry our message back to your districts and to your local communities. Share our stories of service, our sacrifice, the opportunities, and encourage all Iowans, young Iowans, to consider serving in the Iowa National Guard and to make a difference. As I come to a close, history reminds us that our state and nation will undoubtedly face domestic and international challenges, both now and in the future. But you can take comfort knowing that the Iowa National Guard is posed and ready to respond when called. We stand ready to defend America at home and abroad, just like we have done continuously since 1839. I can't tell you how proud I am of the Iowa Airmen and our soldiers and their families. our rich heritage of service and our resolve as we continue our role in the preservation of the ideals upon which our nation and state were founded. On behalf of all soldiers, airmen, and the families of the Iowa National Guard, thank you once again for this opportunity to provide you with an update on the condition of the Iowa National Guard. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
To escort the Major General, please come forward and escort Major General Orr from the House Chamber. To escort the governor, please come forward and escort Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Gregg from the House Chamber. Chair recognizes the representative from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Mr. President, I move the Joint Convention be dissolved.
You've heard the motion of the representative from Dallas, Representative Hagenow. All those in favor will say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the Joint Convention is dissolved.
The House will be in order. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I wish to announce that the Democrats will caucus at 10:50, 10 minutes in room 304. Democrats caucus 10:50, 304. Thank you.
Introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 1 by Wolf. A joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the restoration of voting rights of felons.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Republicans will caucus at 3 p.m. in the Supreme Court chamber. If there's no further business, move the House adjourn until Friday, January 18th. At 8 a.m. in room 301 of the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center.
You've heard the motion from the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow. All those in favor shall say aye. Those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the House is adjourned.